You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And we're live from Orlando, Florida in a stormy, stormy day. And I'm telling you, it is stormy outside.
Well, you can hear it.
Welcome. This is your host, Michael. And Lynn Golder, Thank you for taking me here today, because I give you a lot of credit for taking and driving the car.
And Chris, too.
Stormy weather.
Well, I drove earlier today on the turnpike, and I had to hold on for dear life. The winds were so bad.
Yes. It was very bad out there driving.
That's why we almost didn't do the show tonight.
Yep.
But we decided, like the mailman, what is that? Neither rain nor sleet nor hail. So we'll play it by ear. Here we are.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, I want to thank you, Lynn, once again. You know what I'm thanking you for?
What?
For the way you are. Because at one time, you didn't know if you wanted to do the show and go through the stormy weather.
Yeah.
But you did. So I want to thank you for that. Yeah. And Chris Shaw?
Yes, sir.
I want to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Can we play that audio?
Yes, let's play happy birthday to Chris Shaw.
I got you.
Can we do it, Chris?
It's in repeat mode over here now.
Okay.
Let us know.
I got you. Here we go.
Okay.
Chris Shaw's birthday.
It was Friday.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Someone thinks you're pretty darn special and said I ought to wish you a happy birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you.
Who's singing?
A greeting card company.
A greeting card company. Listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the phone number to call in case anybody wants to wish you a happy birthday. If any listeners want to wish Chris a happy birthday, the phone number is 407-894-1680. That's right. 407-894-1680.
We're so shook up with the weather, I didn't get a chance to welcome everybody to the January 22nd edition.
Is that what this is?
Let me look at my show clock here.
Are you positive?
It says. January 22nd, 2017. And by the way, we were going to have a guest host, but due to the, what's the word? Inclement weather.
Uh-huh. And that's the big difference. See, a woman drove me here and we got here.
Yeah.
And a man who was our guest couldn't make it. Well, what does that say? A woman can drive and a man can't.
No, it's just that we have so many tornado warnings that everybody is a little nervous right now.
A little nervous.
Yeah. Let me just give you a heads up. Do be careful if you are out and about these tornadoes.
Sure.
Don't take them lightly. Tornado warnings are in effect for Lake County, Marion County, Volusia County, Flagler Counties, and Melbourne County area as well. So do take your time. If you are out and about and you see something or something look weird to you, pull over. Take cover. Please pull over and take cover.
For those listening to our show for the first time and your show for the
first
time,
Brevard County. Brevard,
I want to tell you about this show. This show is catered to the low vision, legally blind, and the blind audience. And we are the bridge. That's what we say. We're the bridge between us and the sighted. So I hope the sighted people call in. I love the sight of people taking part in the show, as well as the blind audience. Lynn?
Yeah. I wanted to take the time for something very serious.
What serious?
No, I forgot last week, and I'll be honest with you, to talk about the Joseph Pilano Memorial Fund.
Yes, talk about that.
So
yes.
I would like to read first, and I might read it again the second hour, since we're just going to take this show slow and easy today. This is written by Chris Pilano, Joe's twin brother. My identical twin brother, Joseph Pilano, died of a sudden heart attack on the evening of December 20th, 2016. My twin brother truly loved reading Braille and used it in his everyday life. He learned Braille starting in the first grade at Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown, Massachusetts. Braille served him well throughout high school, college, and graduate school. I didn't know he went to graduate school. After moving permanently to Pompano Beach, Florida, in the fall of 2008, Joseph would very often take a Braille magazine to our condo pool and read it there between very nice swims in the pool. He also used Braille to lecture at our local church. My twin brother Joseph was a Braille literacy champion at the National Braille Press and gave monthly so that others, children and adults, could have access to books. These donations by Joseph and others allow National Braille Press to provide books in Braille for the same price as they are in print, even though they cost three times more to produce in Braille than in print. Joseph was always an advocate for blind people, particularly children, to learn and read Braille. I'm asking you to consider donating to this very worthwhile cause, which was near and dear to Joseph's heart, or becoming a literacy champion in Joseph's memory, as I have already done. And this will keep Joseph alive in our hearts. Sincerely, Christopher Polano. And I looked up National Braille Press to tell everybody about it in case you didn't know. And it says who we are. The National Braille Press supports a lifetime of opportunity for blind children through Braille literacy and provides access to information that empowers blind people to actively engage in work, family, and community affairs. A nonprofit Braille publisher, National Braille Press promotes literacy for blind children through outreach programs and provides access to information by producing information in Braille for blind children and adults. The National Braille Press is the premier Braille publisher in the United States, specializing in producing original Braille works written by blind authors expressly for blind people. We believe that Braille is an essential tool that helps people without sight become literate. We believe that blind people want to pay the same for their Braille books publications as sighted people pay for theirs. We believe that school children should have their textbooks and tests at the same time their sighted peers do. We believe that our purpose as a nonprofit is to raise sufficient funds to support these services. And we believe that our hiring and supervisory practices should encourage competitive employment for qualified disabled individuals. So in light of that, if you would like to donate to Joe's fundraiser, let's see, I'm looking for the paper. Well, first of all, you can go to National Braille Press and just click the donate button. There's another way to do it. If you'd like to send a donation in the mail in Joseph's memory, the check would be made out to National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen Street in Boston, Massachusetts.
In memory of him.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll put this on the Facebook page and the website, the address, because you won't remember it if I say it on the air now. But it's in Boston, Massachusetts. Or just go to the National Braille Press and push donate. And I looked at it because we're doing it too. And you just follow through and then you put Joe's name there, Joseph Polano. So that's for Joe.
I'm wondering, is it okay?
What?
Well, Mike, let me ask. Mike, you don't do Braille, right?
No.
Okay, but Lynn,
hey, starting to teach me, though.
I tried to learn myself. I started to do it. I know I can do it if
Joe
I just
was
take
starting
the time.
To teach me. The last time we met, he was trying to teach me.
Because I'm just, you know, back in the day you used to grow up, they used to say, I always learn something different and something new. For years, we used to go around and try to teach each other sign language. And I started out doing sign language so I can understand sign language. Yes. But, you know, Braille, I've been thinking about it as of lately.
There are some really cool, very interesting little tutorials on YouTube that'll say, well, you can learn Braille in 10 minutes or so, but they give you the key and how to do it. You know, the six dots and this cell and this side is this and this side is that. You should look.
Okay. All right. I was just curious about it.
Yeah.
Doing Braille.
So, Michael, why don't we tell everybody what we did this week, that we went to the Asia show?
Well, we went to the trade show here in Orlando.
Wow, it was great.
And we walked around, met a lot of people.
We did.
And it was very nice. A lot of people knew who we were. They knew about the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mm-hmm. And we met quite a few very nice people who think they're going to come on board our show.
Great.
But what really surprised me, I'll tell you something. I met a company called HIMS. Remember this name, HIMS, H-I-M-S, HIMS. Let's just say HIMS to me, I got to give them an A+. And I'll tell you why. In the booth, most of the people in the booth in this trade show were either totally blind.
That's right.
Or let's just say very low vision blind.
There were at least three guide dogs under the table.
And the point is, in the world outside, when I walk around and meet a lot of people, being blind, I meet very Very few people like myself in sales. Very few people. And Hims is a company I have to say I got to give a lot of credit to, because right. most of their organization in sales are blind folks. And I got to give them credit, because they are active in the Braille community, selling all different types of things for the Braille.
They have low vision products,
and
Braille
and magnifying products.
That's right, magnifiers.
But a lot of companies have similar things, but their salespeople are sighted. And that's why I say Hims, I got to take my hat off to, because someday I hope they'll come on and advertise with us. But right now they're not. Are we going to break?
When we yeah. come back, I'll
hear
the website.
Okay, we're going to break.
We'll come back.
We'll talk more about Hims later on the show. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and I just heard something that's unbelievable. Chris.
As I'm sitting here looking at the news, they're talking about be careful, take your time.
And go to your basements.
Go to basements.
Are there any basements in Florida?
Not a one that I know of.
And we're supposed to go to our basement.
I haven't seen a basement since I've been here, and it's been over 15 years.
I'm following the Doppler radar as we're on the air.
Well,
right,
listen.
Smack in the middle
of it. If during this show you hear the station is going on blank.
We're under the table.
We're under the table hiding. That's about it.
There it is
there
right
it is
there.
Right now. It's not funny. So.
Listen, folks.
We're making Nancy nervous.
Listen to all that noise.
We just want you to be safe and want you to be careful.
Yes. Anyway, Chris, I got a question for you. This is big time. Big question, Chris.
Okay.
You've been with the show now going on just about 10 months, right? Listen to all that noise. Wow.
I can't help that. I can't help that. That just
That's okay.
Listen to this. Chris, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You've been with this Blind and Beyond radio show. What's all that noise?
That's the EA system.
Oh, that's the EA system. Okay.
It's a tornado warning.
We're having tornado warnings here in the studio. Okay. Now we need some towers to fall down on us, and that's it. That's a good thing. Listen, Chris, as I start to say, you've been with the show now about 10 months, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. You do other shows. How do you find this show is different than all your other shows that you produce behind the scenes?
The interaction is a little bit different with your show than it is with any other show.
Yeah, how so?
I interact a whole lot more with you with this program than I do any other show. Everybody else just kind of come in and they just talk all the way through. We take breaks, we laugh, we joke. Not saying that they don't laugh and joke. But I do a lot more interaction with your show and another show that I do interaction with, and it enhances the show. But it's also informative and educational in the same essence.
As a sighted person, have you learned anything with our show? As a sighted person, or anything about the blind community?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I learned you don't just walk up to a blind person and put out your hand and expect them to know.
Well, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but that's in my background, and it's going to play. That's the EA system. I can't help that.
Okay. Why don't we just go to the break while that's on?
There it is. It's going out now.
Okay.
Basically, what it was saying, Oviedo, Winter Springs, Lake Jessup.
Winter Park in Sanford.
Uh-huh. Maytown around 7:30, Oak Hill, and Apollo Beach around 8 o'clock. Precautionary preparedness action. Do take cover now. Move to an interior basement or room on the lowest and sturdiest part of the building.
All right,
so just warning to everybody, do be careful and take your time, please.
Would you mind making up a sign, putting it out front of the studio, right? Storm, keep out. Okay, would you mind doing that? Storm, keep out.
I got no problem with that
okay.
one. But as I was saying, though, I do a lot more interaction with this show. And I learn a lot more differently just because people are blind or even deaf for that case.
Give me two things you think you've learned since you heard the blind community come into your living room, as they say.
Hands down, the very first thing, no matter what the situation is, you keep pushing. Those are not your words, but that's what I understood in your words, saying just because I have this going on doesn't mean life stop.
That's right.
You keep moving.
That's right.
You keep moving, you keep pressing, and you keep fighting.
That's right.
To make it better.
That's right.
And then the other thing, I learned a whole lot more, regardless of the fact, we are all still people, and we still love one another, and we looking for love in us just like everybody else looking for love. And with you all show that love no matter what. I mean, you give love to people, both blind and non-blind, no matter what. The people that you've had to come on the show, the young lady that was overseas this year in the Olympics.
Oh, right,
my God.
Right.
That just blew my mind.
That was
doing
Crystal.
Judo.
Yeah.
The young lady who has kids born all her life, and her husband left her, and she had to take care of her kids.
That happens a lot in the blind community, one of the spouses leave because they can't deal with the other spouse going blind. It happens a lot in the community, yes.
So, I mean, with that being said, that's just a few things. I got a whole list of other stuff that I've learned along the way as well.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about that tonight, not to put you on the spot.
I'd also like to hear if any of the sighted people who listen to our show, love to hear from you, call in, and tell one or two things that you learned. Maybe you've learned something from our radio show. When you hear us talk about the low vision and blind community, maybe you could tell us, because a lot of people are just tuning in for the first time. They might not know. And when I say to my community meaning the low vision and blind community, since I'm one myself, and I talk about mindset and I talk about positive mindset, to me, that's where it starts. You have to have a positive mindset in life. And if you have a negative mindset, you're going to get exactly nowhere. And just sitting there saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything, Well, we know enough people in this community that come on this show regularly that dispute that thought. So it's the person who's positive will never say, I'm blind, I can't do anything. As far as I know, I can do anything a sighted person can do, except I can't drive a car. My wife won't let me. Right, Lynn? You won't let me drive the car.
Right.
My kids won't let me drive the car. But the point is, most people, whatever they do in life, if they're sighted, I pretty much can do the same thing. Might take me a little bit longer, but I'll do it. If I want to do it. That's if I want to do it. Now, some of my friends say, well, you can't do this. You can't do that. My answer is I don't want to. Or I have no desire to. If I did, maybe I would.
What were some of the other questions you had for Chris?
Well, we got a caller on
the phone line. Oh, I didn't
right
see it
here.
On the monitor.
Yeah, no problem. Right here from Orlando, the one, the only, the fabulous, the go-getter herself, Miss Sheila Young.
Oh, Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. Okay.
Hi, Sheila.
You like that one, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
Okay.
Are you dry over there?
I am safe and sound, yes. The weather is probably going to be ugly, but you know what? It's all good.
Yeah, I was just looking at the radar. And David and Brenda over there in Fern Park, stay safe because it's over that way also in Oviedo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want the listeners to know that there is a special needs department for Orange County. And I'm sure all counties have it. So if you are disabled, you fill out the special need form, and then the county knows that you are a needy person, whether you're physically or blind or whatever, disabled. So that's something that people need to look at.
Is that are you talking in reference to it during an emergency?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good pointer. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So
then they have to open up their mouth and say something, though.
Well, but they have to apply for it.
You have to apply for it?
Yeah, it's a form that you fill out, or you can call them and say, I'm a special needs person in this county. So, you know, people need to know that.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right.
And we'll be talking to you.
Yeah, second hour.
The second hour. We'll address you the second hour,
that's
young
right.
lady.
Yes, so yes, stay yes. tuned.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Chris?
Yeah, that's
okay. Talk to you later. Talk
all
to
right.
you later.
Be safe. Thank you.
I want to do a trivia. Okay. I got to get in that mood.
All
Let's
right.
go to that mood. Let's play that song. Tell me who's singing this song. This is a fabulous song. Tell me who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I know you. Send me, darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. First I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me, I know you.
So who is singing that song?
Listening to
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? A lot of you should know who's singing that song because he was very, very big. And he had some big hits.
Some big hits. Some big hits. I know this young man right here. I almost called him like Paw Paw.
What you call him?
Paw Paw.
What's that mean?
Like grandpa.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Michael, I have
407-894-1680.
I have the website for HIMS. Remember before
HIMS.
Went to the
HIMS. What is HIMS abbreviated as? What does it mean?
That I don't know. Don't put me on the spot like that. But the website is HIMS, HIMS-INC.com.
Let me see what very good
company. Why don't you look it up, Chris? See what it stands for.
It's a very good company. Yeah. Very impressive.
So did you have some more questions for Chris? Or Chris had more questions for us. I forgot what we were doing.
I was asking him what he learned from the blind radio show, since he's behind the scenes and helping us do the show, and he's a big part of the show. I just want to know what he learned so far.
It wouldn't be a show without Chris.
That's right. Him and Joe, may rest in peace. Joe Pilato.
I'm with you. But, you know, being on this show, it's a lot of work. Sure it's a lot is. Of work, and I love it because it's a challenge, and it gives me the opportunity to learn something different. There was some music that you played that I thought I knew with music, but you played some music that just threw me for a loop. And when I first heard it, you said, no, that's not the original. I'm like, get out of here. That is the original. So it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know, but it's a learning curve. It's a learning experience as well. And then it's a loving experience because you guys are just so sweet and gentle and nice. I don't know what else to say.
I'm surprised we don't have a caller yet for the last who was singing that song.
Because
I thought
everybody
would know
that. He was following the clock, and that's why he played that first.
Right, that's what I was looking at the clock.
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Yeah.
Play that song in the beginning because let's people listen to that song.
Yeah, let's have something calming right now.
That was a number one song.
That was a number one song?
Yeah, it was. Number one.
I didn't know that.
It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know you send me. I know you send me, send me honest you do.
Okay. Anybody calling in yet?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Okay, he's on the phone. Okay. 407-894-1680.
Oh, I forgot to mention the number from Schenectady.
Oh, yeah, mention that number.
If you don't feel like going on the computer, you can always, this is what I do when I'm sick and I'm home listening to the show. I just dial 518-712-0057.
Say it again.
I will. 518-712-0057.
That number, you don't have to use a computer.
No,
just dial the number.
Fancy, just
you can listen
call.
To the show on your phone. And by the way, you can hear on the app, TuneIn. It's TuneIn what?
TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio, yep.
All right, we have us a first-time caller calling in for the trivia question.
All right, where are they calling from?
Right here in the beautiful city of Orlando.
Orlando, what's the first name?
Miss Lula.
Lula?
Lula.
Lula, is that you?
Lula, la, Lula.
Yes, it's me.
And you're calling in from what city now?
Orlando, Florida.
Are you sure you're calling in from Orlando, Florida?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
So who do you think is singing on that song? Because otherwise, if you win, you're going to win a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
I think it's Sam Cooke.
100% right. Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke. That's right. You got it. Sam Cooke. You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You can use it for Dunkin' Donuts. We can use it for ice cream or donuts.
Okay.
Are you just listening now for the first time?
Yes, this is my first time.
How did you find out about the show, Lula?
How did you find out about the show?
Well, we were just riding up to Resto Small, and it stopped playing on the radio.
Okay. So I heard.
You're driving around in this weather?
You're driving around in this weather, huh?
Yes. We're going to see my daughter's show. She's having a show at the West Oak Mall, so we're going there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I hope you keep on listening. Hope you like the show. You just won $10, so that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Wait, but don't go away. We have to take them down. Chris will take your name and address off when we can send it to you.
Listen next week, okay? And we'll have a nice time at your daughter's
show. We're on every Sunday night from 7 to 9.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Miss Lula, hold on one moment for me, all right?
That was
Lula. All right.
All right, listen, we're going to go to, we got another caller on the phone line, our good friend with the weather report, the one, the only, my man, blind man, Gary.
Gary Sinclair's on the line.
Hi, Gary. We need a weather report.
Yeah, what's about? What's happening, Gary Sinclair from
Winter
Park?
Hello.
Yeah,
happy
what's
birthday,
happening?
Chris. I got to tell you, man, I don't usually have my rum and coke until 9 o'clock, but I had to break in early tonight.
Scary.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the weather report, and we got a tornado watch. Winds at 65 mile an hour. It's coming down Howell Branch, up to in Loma, going down to the university, and you know how close I am to that.
Gary, stay away from your sliding glass door window.
Yeah,
go to
I
your
am,
interior.
I am. So, like, I want to tell the listeners out there that ain't from Florida, it's so funny because I didn't get any of that. I'm only two blocks away from that, maybe, and it skirted me.
Well, thank you.
I tell you, it's spooky out here tonight, I'm telling you that.
I
but,
wish I could have
I'm
a rum and coke with you.
Yeah. It's, well, you don't drink.
Nervous. Well,
no, I'm having
tonight.
A rum and coke now.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Gary. Thanks for calling in.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All
talk
right,
to you later.
Take care. Yeah, bye-bye.
Then you don't drink.
No, I know, but tonight I could.
Okay. Tonight you could.
I got to drive home
You go to
again.
Your basement.
Yeah, my basement. I got to drive home yet.
Another
call.
Wait, I got to tell you. Is there another call on the line?
No, he's just taking
notes. All right. I got to tell you a story, folks. For those listening to the show and listening to that song that just played, You Send Me, the gentleman who sang that song is a fellow named Sam Cooke. He had a few very big records, very big records. You Send Me was one of them, and he had another one, and I think he had three before he was shot.
He was shot?
Yeah, he was killed.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
What, yeah. So there was two famous people that I can remember, at least two, both men. Sam Cooke is one. There was another one. Here's a trivia question.
It's boring.
Who's the other one? I'll give you a hint. This famous singer was shot by his father.
I knew you were going there. I knew it. I knew exactly where you were going. Okay.
So the trivia question right now is, who was the famous singer that was shot and killed by his father, who had many, many, many hits? Who am I talking about? Shot by his father. Okay. Now, there may have been more people out there, but I'm thinking about the two, because these two people that I'm thinking about, Sam Cooke was one, and this other gentleman had a lot of big top 10 records.
A lot.
Okay, so
you know,
this gentleman
you hear him
had a
all
lot
the
of
time.
Top 10 records, and I'll play one of them. If you know who I'm talking, Chris, see if you can get one and play it, but I'll wait for a couple minutes to see if any calls in. Because this is a trivia question right now. Who am I talking about that was shot and killed by his father? Okay, who is the singer that was famous, had a lot of hits, and his father killed him? Okay, so there was two artists. Sam Cooke was one. Who's the other one?
Michael.
Yes.
In case somebody's just tuning into the show and the name is Blind and Beyond and they're wondering, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Let's just explain that the
okay,
Beyond.
Okay, folks.
The Beyond is anything we would,
listen,
everybody,
folks,
anybody would like to talk about.
Listening to Blind and Beyond radio show. This show is catered to the low vision, legally blind, and blind audience, as I said. And we want the sighted folks to be the bridge between us. And we want to teach and everyone to know about our show. But. This show is called Blind and Beyond.
And you love music.
And the bottom line is we're trying to teach and show people besides other things, besides talking just about blind things. So people would like to learn about music, learn about life, learn about different things. And that's what this show is all about.
And tonight we're trying to be distracting.
Well.
Yeah, he's got some callers.
And let's see who's calling in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Okay? So who do you think it is, folks? Who am I talking about? Oh, by the way, any Dunkin' Donuts that we owe will be going out the next week or so because Lim and I were behind. Okay, due to certain things about us right now, Lynn was sick. So we're mailing out as fast as we can because don't forget, it's not just going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting them. We have to address them. We have to mail them. We have to go to the post office and take care of the stamps and so forth. So it's more than one thing. So you have to part us. So if you're still waiting,
we didn't forget.
Coming.
It's
we didn't
all
forget
down
about
in
you.
Writing.
All right, okay. We got us a call on the phone line from right here in Orlando. Our good friend, the one, the only, Mr. Ron.
Ron?
Oh. Yes.
Is that you, Ron?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
All right, and yourself? Where are you calling me from, Ron?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
That's
so,
nice.
What are you calling?
Tonight.
Are you besides calling up and say hello? Are you calling for the trivia question of the other man that was shot and killed by his father?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, who am I thinking? Who am I thinking?
Marvin Gaye.
100% right, Marvin Gaye.
That marvelous Marvin Gaye.
What?
Yes.
Marvin Gaye was shot and
I
killed by his
that.
Father. Yes. Yes. So, Ron?
Yes, sir.
I thank you very much for calling in.
Do you enjoy the show?
We'll send you a $10 gift card.
Yes, sir.
Do we have his name and address where to send Ron?
Let me get it right now, Ron. Hold on one moment, all right?
I wanted to know if he liked the show.
How do you like the show, Ron?
Yes, it's pretty enlightening. Yes, sir.
Good. Thank you.
We're good. We're happy you're listening.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Ron, hold on one moment for
and
me, all right?
And after you get his name and address,
yes, okay.
Put on a hit from, in case people don't know who I'm talking to, Marvin Gaye. Put That's on one of these idea. Big hits by Marvin Gaye.
All right, before we go any further, though, we got to go up to Marietta, Georgia, our good friend Miss Carolyn. How you doing, Carolyn?
Carolyn. Georgia, how you doing there?
I'm good.
How's
how
the
you?
Weather there, Carolyn? I heard it was pretty bad.
It was good. It's good now. It's raining, but it's not as bad as it was last night. Last night and night before was pretty rough.
Yeah, pretty rough. You go to your basement?
No, I was in a high rise actually.
Oh, you don't have a basement. We don't have a basement either.
I was visiting a friend of mine, and she lives in a high rise.
Yeah.
You know Charlene, she called in last week.
Oh, yeah. Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
We like Charlene. Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to shout out the Atlanta Falcons for going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, I heard. Yes, I heard. Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Are you an Atlanta fan? Are you an Atlanta Falcons fan?
Yep, I'm a big-time Atlanta Falcons fan.
Yeah.
Although I was rooting for the Cowboys, but since they lost, I
Well, I was never rooting for the Cowboys. Because I'm an Eagles fan. Yeah. I can't be...
You know,
that's right. You're an Eagles
that's
fan.
Right.
Well, I don't usually root for the Cowboys, but I did this year.
Carolyn,
just this time.
We will still be on the air, even though it's Super Bowl Sunday. We will be on the air. I mean, I don't know if you're interested in listening to us, but
we'll
be watching the Falcons. Okay.
Listen, if any reason you missed the show.
Right.
Yeah. But if any reason you missed the show, you can always listen to our podcast because we have all the podcasts on the show since we started. So anybody who misses this show ever, anytime, just go to the podcast and listen to any show you want. And all you have to do is go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And you go right to the spot on the spot and you can listen
on
to blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
What? No, on the internet.
On the internet, yeah.
You wouldn't know where.
Did you? Okay, thanks for calling in.
That was nice.
Okay.
Go Falcons.
Well,
go Falcons. I hear you. Okay.
Safe.
Stay well.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you find that one of his songs? Oh, here you go. Listen to this. Marvin Gaye. Chris, see if you can find another song.
Okay.
Yes.
You want another big one?
Yeah.
The big one, big one?
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
One bigger?
Yeah. I'm waiting for the song that I used to love. Wait for it. Wait for it. We're all sensitive
people. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I was waiting for. That's the one I was waiting for. You got it now.
Let her play the whole thing.
Okay. That's what I was waiting
people
for.
Go, oh, I like that song. And then
you heard
stop
it from
it.
The grapevine.
Let her play the whole thing.
Great Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, I heard it from the grapevine. Yes. You know, I just thought of something. What's your name? My love. What?
I don't know what you're
You don't know what
about.
Your name is?
He didn't hear that one through the grapevine.
I heard it from the grapevine. Your name is Lynn. Oh, yeah, that's right. Look, you know what we haven't heard from in a long time?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I'm thinking who I'm thinking about? Jackie.
Jackie Gideon.
That's right.
Jackie,
you haven't heard from her in a long time.
Call in.
Yeah, why don't you call in? What's the matter? You don't love us anymore? Jackie Gideon from Orlando, Florida.
And Carl Smiley in Atlanta, if you're listening. Louise Payton, happy birthday if you're listening. Call in and say hi.
Oh, we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a whole lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we got a whole lot going on here in the studio. Chris just got a phone call from his wife saying the tornado just hit down the street from his house in Geneva, which is right down the street from where he lives. So he's getting tornado near his house. He just told his wife to go in the bathtub and hang out there until the tornado passes. It's getting serious down here, folks. For those that don't live
what
in Florida.
It's getting serious. It's been serious.
And we don't even have a basement. So, my love, all I can say is I love you. And if it hits us, all I can say is
it's been nice. Yeah, it's been nice. And Nancy gets Bennett and Ms. Green.
That's right. Nancy, if you're listening,
she has good bad to Ms. Green and Bennett right now.
We love you and we love them. What?
And Dad's probably oblivious to the storm.
What else can I say, folks?
All right.
But we got a lot more coming up next hour.
Yeah, we have our guest caller calling in from Canada, from Eastsight at 8 o'clock, hopefully.
And listen, folks, it's night like tonight when you're all listening to us right now and you're sitting there. Whether you are sighted, whether you are blind, got to be what they call positive. Think about the best. Don't think about the worst. And stay away from the windows. Not a good place. Don't go near the windows. Lynn?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just checking the radar.
I thought you were doing that. I had a hunch, knowing you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to remind everybody that January is Glaucoma Awareness Month also. It's an important time to spread the word about this sight-stealing disease. Currently, more than 3 million people in the United States have glaucoma. The National Eye Institute projects this number will reach 4.2 million people by 2030. Wow.
Do you know even if you're
blind? 58% increase.
Well, wait a minute. Do you know even if you're blind and no have no eyesight?
That's right.
You still have to go to a doctor and check for glaucoma. That's a fact.
It's called the sneak thief of sight. Since there are no symptoms, and once your vision is lost, it's permanent.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm even talking about the people who have lost their eyesight. You still should go in and take care of it. Because if you don't, you can have major problems with pain and a lot of other problems affecting your brain if you don't take care of it.
Some of this.
The number. That's why they always say, what's your number? Because the number tells a story.
Let me read some of this also for the sighted people like myself that might not know this. So there are no symptoms. Once vision is lost, it's permanent. As much as 40% of vision can be lost without a person even noticing. Glaucoma is the leading cause of preventable blindness. Moreover, among African American and Latino populations, glaucoma is more prevalent.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. Glaucoma is 6 to 8 times more common in African Americans than Caucasians. How do you like that?
And just so you'll know, the number you have to be aware of is 21, and I'm being very serious, 21. Because if you're below 21, that's considered good. And if you're above 21, that's considered not so good. And if you're above 25, 30, you better be seeing a doctor right away so he can fix it. Because I know I was there. I didn't lose my eyesight due to glaucoma, but I had to take care of it. So I didn't want to have a problem because my numbers were like one eye was like close to 40 and the other one was high 30s. It was like one was like 39 and the other was like 33. And now my numbers are back in the teens because I had an operation on each eye, was taken care of. They put in canals in each one of my eye. I have a canal in each eye, so it drains, so I don't have a problem. And that goes for if you're totally blind or if you have sight, doesn't make a difference. You still have to take care of glaucoma. Right.
Let me read some more information, and throughout the show I will be reading more about it. There's a lot to tell. Over 3 million Americans and over 60 million people worldwide have glaucoma. Experts estimate that half of them don't even know they have it. Combined with our aging population, we can see an epidemic of blindness looming if we don't raise awareness about the importance of regular eye examinations to preserve vision. The World Health Organization estimates that 4.5 million people worldwide are blind due to glaucoma. So to help raise awareness, here's some facts. In the United States, approximately 120,000 are blind from glaucoma, accounting for 9% to 12% of all cases of blindness. So here are three ways you can help raise awareness. Listen up. Okay, here we go. Why does it say four?
And those figures are wrong.
Yeah, it says 120,000 are blind from glaucoma. So I'm sure it's a lot more than that.
It's a whole lot more than that.
Talk to friends and family about glaucoma. If you have glaucoma, don't keep it a secret. Let your family members know. Refer a friend to our website, which is glaucoma.org. Request to have a free educational booklet sent to you or a friend. Get involved in your community through fundraisers, information sessions, group discussions, inviting expert speakers, and more. I'm not sure if we have a caller. So what is glaucoma? Glaucoma is a group of eye diseases that gradually steal sight without warning. Although the most common forms primarily affect the middle-aged and the elderly, glaucoma can affect people of all ages. Vision loss is caused by damage to the optic nerve. And this nerve acts like an electric cable with over 1 million wires. It's responsible for carrying images from the eye to the brain. And there's no cure for glaucoma yet. However, medication or surgery can slow or prevent further vision loss. The approximate treatment depends on the type of glaucoma, among other factors. And early detection is vital to stopping the progress of the disease.
That's why the doctor put in canals in each one of my eyes.
I think we're going to be going to a break.
Okay. So that's why I had the canals on each eye to prevent it. Anyway, it went from 39 to like 14. Right away.
Right. After our guest caller in the second hour, I'll read to you the types of glaucoma, about regular eye exams, the risk factors. So we'll.
And you have to take care of it even though you're blind.
That's right.
And for those who are sighted, you definitely have to take care of it.
Right.
Do we have any callers on the line?
Yeah, we do, but it's our guest caller for the next hour.
For the second hour.
So we're getting ready to take a break because it's the top of the hour right now as we speak. Do be careful and take your time. I also got a report that a tornado touched down in D-Land as well. So just letting you know, do be careful. Call and check in on your family if you got family all over the place because I know people somewhere everywhere.
It sounds like it's going.
Well, if there's any other problems out there in the state of Florida or anywhere else, call us in so we can tell the other people listening to the show. Anyway, you're listening to Blind and Beyond, and I want to talk to you the second hour, so stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Do it.